Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Third Coast Grappling and Infuse Energy. Live from the Heights House Hotel. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Not yelling on this show. Just giving you all the facts. Straight up giving you information. Right here, it's Nick and myself at the Heights House Hotel. It is a hip, trendy, cool spot, people. They upgraded and gave a new facelift to an otherwise legendary hotel here in the Houston area. And inside, outside, and around the pool space, it is fantastic. They've got fans and a covered area if you want to stay out of the sun. They've got a really nice pool area on top of that if you want to be in the sun. You can go inside to sample the food and beverage with the bar, with the access right there. My man Justin just walked in the building, so he's here supporting the peeps. We appreciate that. You guys could be here, too. We've got a bunch of people starting to line up on the deck, grabbing some chairs, getting some cool beverages. Trey is actually interviewing for dates this weekend. He's a big fan of the rooms and the windows, so he could be available this weekend if you'd like to check in.
He keeps talking about the aesthetics. He likes the aesthetics, which I don't blame him because it looks nice. It looks nice out here.
Yeah, he's worried about his suntan, too. He's trying to even it out while he watches the man in the pool. So we talked about the Astros.
We talked about the Astros. We talked NBA. A little bit about the NBA.
Oh, did you see, by the way, kudos and shout-outs. Let me know how you feel about this, because he's catching some heat for this.
What?
You know, remember our boy Suns and Four that didn't start it but finished it in Denver with the fight in the stands?
Oh, yeah. What about him?
Devin Booker is getting him a signed jersey and two tickets to the Western Conference Finals, saying he appreciates that, dude. People are like, you're supporting violence. You shouldn't be doing that. I like that. I think that's awesome. He didn't start it. He finished it.
Oh, but he's buying tickets for the Suns fans.
Yeah.
I'm all for that, yeah.
Book said that through the Suns, he's going to get him a signed jersey, and then he's going to make sure that he gets two tickets to one of the Western Conference Finals games. I think that's awesome.
And look, the guy clearly had tried to cheap shot him. He walked away as if he was leaving his seat. And he was heading to the bathroom or going up the stairs or whatever. And the next thing you know, our right hand is being thrown. It was clearly a very weak right hand because the guy didn't even budge. He was clearly bigger than the kid. He grabs him by his jersey. I think he grabs his necklace, too. That was a part of the reason why he couldn't go anywhere. And he kept punching up with uppercuts. And the kid looked absolutely embarrassed because he had a little, I don't know what kind of smile, like a sneaky smile on his face before he threw the punch. And then when he threw the punch, he realized he made a big mistake. By the time the cops and security came down, it was already too late. But that kid got what he deserved. And you know what? You don't bounce back from that, in my opinion. You're so embarrassed that you throw a punch at somebody and then you, like, bury your face in your hands and you're basically crying walking out of the venue. How do you bounce back from that? I mean, you're the one who started it, and then you start crying like a little 12-year-old. What do you expect?
You know who I compare it to, Nick? Nate Robinson.
You call somebody out, and then you get knocked out. Yeah.
And now it's hard to come back for that.
Yeah,
because
see,
for Nate Robinson, no matter what you had on your agenda after basketball and beyond, you're a marked man now.
Yeah. Because
the first thing people remember is you ran your mouth, but you couldn't run your fist, and you got knocked out.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing that could happen. That's the worst.
I agree.
That's like I saw a tweet. Apparently, like, Kurt Angle's ex, like, she brought her boyfriend to, like, beat some coworker up and instead got, like, angle slammed or something like that.
Well, was that one that was surface? Was it outside that it happened?
I think so.
I think I saw the video.
If you're the dude who's the boyfriend, how do you bounce back from that? That's so embarrassing. You don't bounce back from that.
I agree. And so, therefore, I think you got to be careful when you decide to be a tough guy, you know, that you either finish the deal or realize that there are consequences. Because Nate Robinson probably could have had a whole lot of futures that he could have capitalized on off of his basketball career for what next steps were. Now people remember that, and remember he got knocked the hell out.
Man, those fights are getting more and more ridiculous. Did you see the new trailer fight, Oscar De La Hoya and Vitor Belfort? Another MMA. And how old is Oscar De La Hoya?
But he's still an ex-fighter. Do we really want to see that? I know that, you know, Holyfield and Roy Jones Jr. and Tyson have all done it. But aren't people more so clamoring for your washed-up Hollywood superstars and your washed-up music people and your, you know, your former, like, trendy
Oscar De La Hoya,
people?
I have no interest.
Isn't he like 50-something?
In seeing Oscar De La Hoya in a ring. Like, zero interest. At least with Jake Paul and Ben Askren, I wasn't too interested in it, but Jake Paul's following, I guess. I guess I kind of knew Ben Askren was going to get knocked out. The Tyron Woodley fight kind of makes sense because it's a step up, so he can kind of prove himself. But Oscar De La Hoya? And he's going up against Vitor Belfort, who's not necessarily the youngest guy in the world, but he's definitely in better shape than you. Like, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to risk that? That's so stupid to me. And the other thing is Dana White and a whole bunch of other people swear up and down that the guy's still doing cocaine and drugs and everything else. Like, you're doing that this late in your – if that's true, I'm not saying it is, but if it is true, you're doing those type of drugs that late in your life, and then you're going to step into a ring, and people are going to pay for that? Like, well, that's stupid to me.
The bottom line, too, is that people are going to pay for that. And so, therefore, until they stop paying for that, you're not going to see these things go away. You're going to see more of them pop up. We saw the whole Aaron Carter, Lamar Odom situation. So you know that as long as there's a market for it and people are throwing their money at it, you're going to see more promoters that are going to try and jump right in and find out who needs cash and who is somebody, or it used to be somebody, that everybody would like to see get into a ring.
Yeah. If they can make money on it, they don't care at this point. If Trey said, you know what, I want to fight on Triller, and they feel like they could get pay-per-view fights, guess what? Juggalo Trey is going to be in a boxing ring as long as he's okay with it. Because Triller don't care.
Oh, I thought Justin wanted to fight him, and I'm like, you guys are best friends. He raises his hand. He wants to knock Trey out and their buddies, but he said he wants to be Trey's promoter. I think Trey has always made clear the fact that he's a lover, not a fighter. So I don't think that Trey's going to be your guy if you're going to market that fight.
What if it was in a situation where, like, no strikes allowed? Like, you know, like maybe he's in, like, one of those sumo wrestler, what are those?
Those sumo wrestler costumes that inflate.
Would you pay for a pay-per-view of that? No possibility of injury. But who would he go up against?
I was going to think, is Tyler annihilate him?
Yeah, Tyler wouldn't be a fair fight.
Who's a fair fight for you, Trey, if you had to fight someone? Who would you want to fight? Who do you want to fight in the ring to cash in on, but that would be can't get enough of this microphone, can you?
His buddy, what's his?
It's okay, come on.
It's his buddy. Was it Tony Cruz?
No.
Hold on.
Ted Cruz. You and Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Yeah. I think people would pay to see that.
I'm Ted Cruz. I'm ready to throw hands.
You going to knock him out?
Yeah.
I'm taking him down?
I'm going to knock him out.
You're not going to knock anybody out, buddy.
Ted Cruz, I'm calling on you to fight me, because we all know you're not doing anything else right now.
What if he says you got to meet me in Cabo, because that's where he's taking the family this weekend?
All right, I'll get a vacation out of it.
Well, there you go. You get a.
And if I lose, I lose.
You get a tan, and you get to knock out Ted Cruz.
If I lose, I lose.
Did you call anybody a fake Bill Burr today?
Oh yeah, I regret that.
What? Who did you call a fake Bill Burr?
Well, there was a Twitch user, and.
Poor Marine.
Yeah, but overall, I don't. It's not. My beef is not with poor Marine.
It should be, but
go ahead.
He's
a good guy. He served his country.
Okay.
And I just was hangry.
Okay.
You know?
You're blaming it on a lack of food.
Yeah. The one that really kind of made me mad was H Town.
Very familiar.
You guys know him, right?
Yeah, yep. Right, yep.
He said I sucked, and I told him to pull up, and he didn't respond.
So you bullied him?
No, he bullied me.
Well, but at the end of the day, you tried to make it physical.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and listen to somebody tell me how bad I am at my job. I already hear that enough in my head.
Okay. So when do these things normally pop up in your head?
Usually when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Do you guys have a conversation between you
But what?
Yeah.
Can I ask what made you? Why did you call him a fake? What did he say?
I don't know. I don't know. He said something about. He made a joke and he was like.
You sound like the Spader guy backpedaling right now. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, I know.
Own it, Trey. Just own it.
He made a joke and I was like, oh man, they're doing this again. And I was like, okay.
Like, I love my Twitchers.
I do too.
And boxers,
and
Twitchers
have an
for me
issue
and Nick.
With poor Marie.
But here's my thing. You know what? Sometimes
stick
because
to stats,
we love them and we call them out in good times, they call us out on a daily basis. If we call them out, they're gonna try and like troll you for like 5 days and like insinuate things that aren't true. It's got to be a give and take family community.
I also really don't like Junior Broncos all that much either because he makes the same jokes.
He comes in high and tight a lot.
I'm like, all right, Junior Broncos. That would have been funny if we were in middle school, but we're not in middle school. We're grown adults.
I wasn't aware of all these Twitchers he didn't like. Who
yeah,
those are the only. I like Poor Marine. He's all right. Poor Marine.
That's on you.
We buried the hatchet. But I don't care for I at H-Town telling me that I suck. I mean,
I just don't. I think that crosses the line.
Yeah.
I think that if you want to talk about a sports discussion and go back and forth, that's one thing. But if you want to make it personal, I think that's where
you hit him with that Bill O'Brien. You suck too, Mo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I at H-Town. I don't think I at H-Town. Hold on. Let this. Okay. I don't think I at H-Town would even know how to mute the satellites. So I don't. I shouldn't take it too personally.
I think, Trey, that the beauty of you is the fact that people underestimate how intelligent you are.
They really do. They genuinely do.
I at H-Town, you know, I'm sure he's got a great thing going, but I don't.
He can suck it. Is basically
but I don't come to his job and tell him how to. You never.
How
mind.
Do you feel about Mr. Brostash?
He's cool.
Great
I like
dude.
Mr. Brostash.
Great dude.
I like Poor Marine too. I just don't like I at H-Town because he told me I sucked at my job.
You know what I like
and
more
I
than anything else?
Cool.
You know what I really like? I like the fact that Dr. Dre and you guys are tight. You're
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we've always been.
And there's a lot of love because after you annihilated him in that freaking freestyle, it could have gone south. And the fact that he sent you to the Astros game the other night, you got on the big board.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that was fun. I got on the big board, and then I was on the Astros telecast with Jack. Shout out to Jack. Also, it's P. Crate's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Is it really?
Patrick Creighton.
Wait, tell me, who's Jack?
You know Jack. He went to Oral Roberts.
Our Jack in the office?
Yeah.
So, how do you not know Jack,
I know.
Joel?
Well, he was talking about it at the Astros game. What did Jack do to get you on TV?
He was next on a ball rolled that way because you remember the –
Was
double,
Jack at the game with you?
Yeah, Jack. You remember the double Correa hit that bounced into the stands?
It went up the rail by where Dre's seats are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just focused in on the guy. He was like, whoa.
Boy, I wish we had Twitch video for this right
it's
now.
It's unfortunate.
It is really unfortunate.
And we were just standing there.
How did it go again?
He was like, whoa, I got the baseball. He's cool, though. He's a listener. Shout out to him.
Who?
The guy who caught the ball.
But you don't know his name.
No, I didn't.
But you referenced him live on radio.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I don't know. Nick seemed to find it funny. But I was laughing because Jack told me a joke. And I don't remember what it was.
So Jake and Jack helped tell you a joke that got you on TV.
Yeah, and I was laughing. And that was a fun night.
I'm glad you got to go.
$60 well spent.
Wait, he sold you the tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he gave them to you.
Well, he gave them to me for my birthday, but I bought these.
There you go. So he didn't, you know, he hooked them up once and he sold them the other time.
I see Dre being a businessman,
yeah,
making it profitable.
Is that what Dre does?
Yeah, see?
So he gives you the first pair for free in
hopes that you would. Well,
it was my birthday. And then he lures you in.
And then do you think he, like, marked it up really high or do you
think
he gave you a good deal?
No, that was a great deal.
Was it?
For those tickets, for two tickets, $60 for each one. He's not mad at me.
Talking about a guy that gets a massage once a month, and there's no telling what he does with these massages.
But I got a great deal on it. I had a great time, and I was on TV.
Do you have a video copy of what you being on TV?
I have
it was on the gram.
Yeah, I have a photo. Would you like to see the photo of me on TV? Because I can show it to you.
I'm good. I trust you.
Okay, but it was good. If their two women weren't sitting next to Jack, he could have got the ball, but he didn't. The two women were blocking him in, so he couldn't get the baseball.
Okay, TV star. Trey's going to be here throughout. Justin just got great video of
Trey showing
you the body movements that were incorporated with retrieving a double into the stands. as we continue to roll forward. We'd love to see you out here at the Heights House Hotel. It's fantastic. The fans are working. It's a cool breeze created on a warm day. And it's only going to get hotter as the nightlife rolls in here, as people start getting off of work and start getting their drink on. So check us out till 4, Blitz till 7, and stay tuned for more on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Heights House Hotel. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Third Coast Grappling and Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back live. Hopefully that blew your ears out. Heights House Hotel. Now, I don't know. You know, we've heard stories, and I used to tell stories about hotels in the NBA that are haunted and have, like, certain things going on. There's something going on here, okay? And the reason I say that is we talked it earlier that Claire from our promotions team was trying to unfurl a banner that was rolled up and punched herself in the jaw right in front of us.
I missed it, unfortunately.
Almost knocked herself out. So then, and almost like karma got him, Justin, our loyal listener, who's friends with Trey, decided that because we don't have Twitch video today, that he would actually get video of Trey mimicking those trying to chase down a baseball in the stands in the outfield the other night at the Astros game. So almost as a payback, he asked if he could sit down to talk to us during the break, and Nick obliged and said, sure, sit down. He then proceeded to destroy a very well-enforced steel chair out on the deck. Like, Nick's tweeting the picture. Like, I'm not talking about a folding chair. I'm not talking about something that Trey might be able to bend like a paperclip.
Yeah.
This thing is pretty well enforced. It's now in pieces, and he and the chair were on the ground.
But here's the deal. How come Trey doesn't get any blame for this? Because he was sitting on that chair first.
Yeah, it didn't break.
And it didn't break. And then when Justin...
Are you trying to imply that Justin has a bit of a weight problem?
No, I'm saying Trey has a bit of a weight problem.
But it didn't break for Trey, to Trey's point.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to tweet out the picture, but that was poor Justin. And that was the chair that we were going to use in the event that we got an interview from the Third Coast.
Well, now we can't do interviews.
Grappling crew. You ruined it. You ruined the one chair.
Well.
It does look like PCV pipe that's just been absolutely broken, shattered. Not shattered, but broken.
That's an old school outdoor chair, man. When I was growing up back in Wisconsin, we had those in our backyard.
Yeah.
Those metal. I mean, it was back in the day, but I'm talking about, guess what? Back in the day, they were sturdy, and evidently you did something to them, because I don't know what you did, but you crushed it.
He really didn't do anything, but, I mean, it's not like
he sat in it.
Not like he sat in, like, not with force. Not, it wasn't like he, like, jumped into the chair. He just sat
in it. You saw him twist his hips a little bit when he sat down.
I didn't see that.
You saw him put a little emphasis on the landing.
And the funny thing is, I asked these chairs, because Marissa, who, like, manages the place, I was like, is there any way we can, like, switch these chairs out? Because I don't know if these are going to be these are going to work. And she's like, why? I'm like, well, radio people are fat, and I don't know if those chairs are going to work. Well, the chairs that I picked is the one that completely lost its integrity and fell to the floor when Justin sat in it. So,
boy, I'll tell you what. You know what? The funny thing, too, when we were talking about last segment, we were talking about how everybody wants to see these celebrity fights. And it also goes back to everybody wants to just see fights in general. Like, we're always talking about, you know, celebrity death matches, and then who from our station is fighting someone on our station or someone from another station. And then we threw it out there, like, to Trey about who might be the next celebrity death match that we all want to see. And then we get the most random – everybody jumps in. Like, that will start a tidal wave of people that suggest who they want to see fight who next. A lot of the times it involves us. Sometimes it involves local people we know. I just got one of the most bizarre texts that I think I've ever seen in that regard, in the fact that I never saw this coming.
What?
409 says, I can walk, but I have cerebral palsy. I'll fight Greg Abbott. I mean.
Wow.
Unbelievable, right?
That's the most unbelievable text I think I've read.
I could not believe what I read. I had to read it twice.
That's the most shocking.
Golly.
People don't care on the text line. They just don't give a damn. You're getting all kinds of texts, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't understand the infatuation where trained boxers who do this for a living don't have some of the same levels of popularity as people that are has-beens in the entertainment industry, putting on soccer boppers and a headgear and going in and duking it out.
That'd be hilarious. I'm not going to lie. I'd pay for that on Triller.
Unbelievable.
But you wouldn't pay for that on Triller?
See, we could cross a line now that I don't think we should cross. But, I mean, I'm thinking about, like,
what if they both signed the dotted line and they both agreed to fight each other? Why are we crossing the line? What if they had both agreed to the fight?
I mean, isn't it discrimination if we don't allow it to be a possibility?
Agreed.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah? I mean, after all, in basketball, we have wheelchair leagues.
That's right.
Right?
Did you ever call a wheelchair game?
I've never called a wheelchair game. I've witnessed them, and they're intense.
Are they?
The fact that they are full contact. Like, I'm not kidding you when I tell you it's not like regular basketball. They are – it's like – you know what it is? It's like basketball meets – what do they call that? Smash-up derby?
Yeah.
Literally, the wheelchairs are just – they look like the chair Justin just destroyed, only with wheels on them. Yeah. Like, they just pow, bam, boom, boom. They're bouncing off each other, and then they're passing the basketball.
Do they ever
around.
Tip over and fall?
Oh, sure.
And then how do they get back up?
Now, they've got special, these, like, athletically designed wheelchairs that are lower to the ground and wider based, so they don't, it's not as easy to tip them, but they still tip. And they just, you know, with their arms, they push themselves back up. They obviously have been in the chairs enough to be fluid in them.
Right.
But it's intense, brother.
I've probably watched 10 seconds of that. I never really watched it. But that's what I've been told. But I've been told that they get pretty intense in a bunch of sports. So it's not – I'm not shocked at that. They're competitive.
We need to find someone that's running one of those teams and let them know. If they need a goon, if they need a defenseman that probably can do nothing else for you but destroy chairs, Justin's right here. He's actually
so going
to apply, and he might have a secondary
income. That is so
wrong. He could have a secondary income. The fact – what he just did to that chair is remarkable to me.
Man, we're not – Trey is completely getting off the hook here. He was sitting on that chair for the first 2 hours. Yeah, and moving around and dancing.
Here he comes.
Are you getting more texts on your phone that you shouldn't be getting? Is that what it is? Oh, you're looking at the text, the station text line.
No, we got – okay, we got another crazy one, and it's again – hey, Oscar, this is Liam. I've been trying to find you a place. I have a proposal. Could we talk? Gonna go out on a limb. Wrong number.
My favorite one is like when you get stuff like, hey, what's that music bed you played coming out of break?
Okay, first of all, Justin doesn't have a microphone, and he keeps yelling.
He does.
But now he's just taking the time to flatly interrupt the show by sticking his phone in your pie hole.
That was a really long text. I couldn't read it that quick. It was like one of those guys that are mad at me, and then they just basically type out two paragraphs on the text line just to let me know how much they hate me and how much I suck.
I've never gotten
those. It was a really long text.
Yeah, those are ones I've never gotten.
Oh, you love reading those texts.
Someone wants to know, who do we got winning Game 7 tomorrow night, Bucks-Nets? I still think somehow, some way, the Nets are going to win that game because I hate the way the Bucks have not made adjustments.
I think Joe Harris is due. I think he's a difference maker. I think he's the X factor. I think he's going to have a good game. And even if he doesn't, I still pick the Nets to win this. I don't know
if... We picked him at the start of the series. Why would we change it now, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't change it at all. I think the Nets have enough what it takes. James Harden looks mobile enough to, I think, score. He scored 16 points yesterday. He did better than both Jeff Green and Harris after taking basically a quarter and a half off, not really a part of the offense in terms of really being involved with the plays. I don't see how the Nets – I mean, this would be such a big disappointment, even with the Irving injury, because you still have a James Harden and a Kevin Durant playing his ass off. And Kevin Durant has been pretty unstoppable basically everywhere on the offensive side of the ball, whether it's in the paint, penetrating to the basket, or just shooting over somebody from long range.
Right, because they're shorter than him, and he's not getting double-teamed, which is the
something
the
you've been talking
of,
about all along.
And even across series, if I'm the Jazz tonight, I double Paul George every single time. I have a good defender that I'll put. I'll put Donovan Mitchell on Reggie Jackson. I'll put someone of decent defensive abilities on Morris, and I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that's going to be a part of their game plan. Now, if somehow, some way, Paul George, I keep stepping on your watch. Sorry about that. But he has, like, an amazing – and you know what? The game that he had where he scored 27 points won't be enough in this particular game. He's going to need more than that. He's going to need, like, a 35-point monster game. And I don't know if he's going to be able to do that.
But I think it's one thing to say we don't know what their game plan is if they were coming in at full strength with Kawhi, with him, with the other guys that we talked about. But the fact that it's so obvious that he has to.
Yeah.
It should be so obvious from Utah's standpoint to do what other teams haven't done to this point, which is get it out of his – it's the old James Harden defense with the Rockets. Take it out of his hands, prevent him from getting it back, make it as difficult as possible, and if there's a last resort, let someone else beat you.
Yeah, no, it's really important that they do that. I don't see why that they don't. And look, if it's going to be a next man up situation, but it's also a situation where one of the starters have to come through. Like, that's what they were saying about James Harden, and everybody on the Nets team were like, next man up, next man up. It's not just next man up. It's one of your starters, too. Harris has to come up and score more than 9 points, too. He's a starter. It's not a next man up. He's in the starting lineup, but he's been in the starting lineup. And he's had as high as, what, 50% in terms of shooting from three-point line in the past? I mean, why not?
Wait for it, Nick. Wait for it. The chair of medics just came to resuscitate the chair. The chair of medics heard on the radio that there was a down-and-out chair, and they are now trying to do their best to resuscitate.
Man.
We'll have updates throughout the show, but definitely on the IL for the short term, the green chair. Back with a whole lot more. Second half of the show comes up next. It is the Press Box, ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This week on Sunday Night Baseball, Paul Goldschmidt leads the St. Louis Cardinals into Atlanta to face Ronald Acuña Jr. and the Braves.
Sunday at 5 on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Heights House Hotel. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Third Coast Grappling and Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show right now on the Press Box, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM, as we are live from the Heights House Hotel. It is a posh venue. It is swanky. Indoor, outdoor venue. Very, very cool.
I think you and Lisa should come back tomorrow for your birthday and you get some of that birthday loving. That's what I think you should do.
I don't know that you should be thinking about me and Lisa getting any birthday loving.
I'm just saying, I'm looking out for you. You're the one who's turning 21 tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and Trey has already said that he's going to start a massive campaign to make my birthday a national holiday, and I do appreciate that.
I got your gift. It's Preparation H.
No. Oh, you didn't get me anything. You got my daughter's gifts, and then you left candy sit in a hot car. Because that's how smart you can be.
Well, I pulled it out before it was melting, so.
Aaron, do what you do, sir.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
I know you don't do rewind for us like you do for them, but that quote there by itself.
It doesn't benefit him to isolate it. It doesn't.
Oh, boy. I pulled out before it got...
Okay. He's probably not even in the studio.
Yes, all right,
Aaron's... Yes, he is.
Damn it.
Aaron's a foodie. So on the daily meal, they had a state-by-state food. State-by-state, the one food you need to try. Y'all ever heard the term... And Aaron, you've spent some time up north. You ever heard the term hot dish?
Heard it, yes. Had it, no.
So my roommate in college was from Houston, Minnesota. True story. And he would always say, when we first got up to school, he'd like, you got to come to the farm sometime and get some of my mom's hot dish. And I was like, huh? Hot dish? Hot dish is essentially, no, Aaron, not that hot dish. hot dish is essentially a smorgasbord of just throw everything in a casserole dish, slap it in the oven for a little while, and call it good to go. Like, and it almost always involves tater tots. So you throw, like...
It looks good to me.
You could you throw some kind of meat, some vegetables, some maybe like a can of like cream of something soup, and then did you just put a whole bunch of tater tots on the top, you throw it in the oven.
Yeah, that's what it says right here. Basically, a starch, a meat, canned or frozen vegetable mixed with canned soup is a classic example.
Yeah.
Ground beef and tater tots is a classic example. Sometimes they use mushroom soup. It looks good. I want to try this. This is not a thing down in Texas, is it? I don't think so.
I think in Texas they just call it casserole, don't they?
I would imagine. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like a casserole. Leftover casserole or leftover surprise.
Right. Right.
Leftover surprise. I've definitely heard that. But it does look like a casserole. I like the tater tots part of it. It looks really, really good.
The picture that they gave us is actually pretty good. Like in Ohio. A buckeye. I didn't know a buckeye was eligible. I know it like is a nut off a tree or some kind of growth off a tree. But to think that...
You know what I would do? I would make this into like a pizza fries or a pizza tots dish. Like I would put pizza ingredients. Like,
so the buckeye is actually the name for a chocolate treat.
Is it?
So it looks just like the nut off the tree that is what a legitimate buckeye is.
Okay.
But the buckeye to eat is for chocolate lovers. It's a candy made by mixing together peanut butter with butter and powdered sugar, rolling it into balls, and dipping the mixture in milk chocolate. Now, that actually sounds
pretty
edible,
good.
Right?
It does. Well,
I have a friend who makes them every Christmas.
Wow.
Here or there?
Here. He moved here from Ohio, and so like we usually have a big get-together with just a bunch of friends, and he and his wife make them all the time.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to make me a hot
dish. I mean, they're
dish,
both really good at cooking and baking and all that stuff, so it could be that
it just sounds though, and like those ingredients
something.
Are hard to screw up.
Eh, true.
I mean, you know, when you got peanut butter, chocolate, and some butter, you already got the makings of something that you can't really screw up.
I kind
of
agree. I mean, how else are you going to possibly...
You can overcook it.
That's true. You can definitely do that.
But other than that...
I like this hot dish business, though.
You're intrigued by that, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. There's some other ones. Fry bread. In South Dakota, fry bread is the official state bread of South Dakota. Fluffy, flat, slightly chewy bread with a golden brown crust. Traditional Native American food. The most popular variations are sweet with cinnamon and sugar. And fry bread taco. Ground beef, refried greens, lettuce, tomatoes, and sour cream. It's just a soft shell taco, isn't it? But instead of like a tortilla, you're using bread.
That's what it sounds like.
So, Texas... Not shocking and not crazy. Brisket. Hard to go wrong there.
I mean, the thing about brisket is that it's good in tacos. It's good on its own. It's good with a slice of bread. It's good with sauce. It's good without sauce. It's good with, I mean, it's basically good with everything. I mean, that's how I feel about it. Maybe it's just a Texan thing, but.
So in Utah, and this is so Utah, I mean.
Barbecue pastrami.
No.
Oh, no, that's Oklahoma. That's Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, Utah, it's a scone. It's a sweet biscuit scone served with English tea, yeast-leavened dough that's deep-fried, topped with honey, butter, syrup, or powdered sugar.
I like scones.
In Vermont, it's called sugar on snow. And it's a mound of crushed ice. So they said, depending on the actual cleanliness of the snow, it could be snow. Okay? And then on top of the pile of snow, boiling fresh maple syrup drizzled onto it so it firms up like taffy, served with a donut and a pickle. Why did we have to go pickle?
Yeah, leave the pickle out of it. I'm not big on the whole pickle situation. No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I rarely like pickles in my burger. I'm not big on the... pickles in the burger. That's not my thing.
I'm kind of with you on that. Like, being in the Midwest, pickles are a very popular thing. Pickles on the side are fine.
That's different.
But I'm never big on pickles on anything from putting pickles in your salad to pickles on your burgers, even on your chicken sandwich. With all the chicken sandwich wars, they're all talking about what has to be on. The one commercial says, is it bun, mayo, pickle, chicken? No pickles involved, please.
Yeah. I will say this. I'm more okay with a pickle in my chicken sandwich as opposed to my hamburger, but generally speaking, I just don't like pickles in my sandwich at all.
And some of these others just don't fit for the state they're in. Why in West Virginia would you get a pepperoni roll? like in Midtown, there used to be a Ponzo's Pizza where they did it everything with the old school ovens and everything. And they were famous for their pepperoni rolls, which is just the rolled up bread with the mozzarella cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah, but doesn't everybody do that? Like, what are they known for, West Virginia? Because pepperoni rolls, I feel like that exists everywhere.
Inbreeding? It's possible.
Well,
I mean,
I said that, and those are the words of Joel Blank.
Well, if I've offended West Virginians, you can let me know, but I mean,
there might be a listener from West Virginia. This is a transplant city. You never know.
Nick, did you see what Wisconsin's was?
Cheese curds.
Yes, but your way, not the appropriate way. Fried.
Well, you know who could probably do some really good cheese curds? Chris from Frank's Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I bet because he everything he does is
That's
like fresh
call.
And homemade. I bet you he can make some really
That's
good cheese curds.
That's a great call. Yeah.
I meant to ask him about that in front of you, but he left before I could ask him because everything, like his fried mozzarella is 100% fresh.
So good.
It's not something that he bought from like a company or like Cisco, no knock on Cisco, or like a supplier. It's 100% fresh.
Yeah, and they were delicious.
And the marinara sauce went hard. The ranch was homemade as well.
Yep. So lots of good stuff there.
So what did they say about the cheese curds in Wisconsin in that store? They just said it was fried. That means it wasn't made in Wisconsin. It was probably another state.
No, but they're saying that it's kind of like the hipster way. The traditionalists from Wisconsin know a cheese curd squeaks when you bite into it, and it's just little chunks of cheese that's extremely fresh that's refrigerated. But because the touristy hip thing to do now across the country is cheese curds, because everything is better deep fried, so they're telling you to try the deep fried cheese curds. You don't have to go to Wisconsin for that. You go to any bar.
Well, I'll tell you this. Because I didn't grow up on cheese curds, yep. I probably would want it deep fried like everybody else is doing them.
I don't blame you for that. I can understand that. But growing up,
I'm not going to name the spot that I got it from here in Houston, but it was not good. And it was deep fried and it wasn't good.
Like, we would do field trips to the dairy, you know, when they were making the cheese and you know, showing you the process of taking the milk as it goes from cow to
right.
And all that stuff. And then at the very end, they let you sample the cheese curds. And you're like, oh, man, that's fresh. And so you understand, like, it literally does squeak as you bite into it.
And it tastes that
good. And it tastes really good.
Cold? You eat it cold or room temperature?
Yep.
Wow.
And so therein lies the difference. But, all right, that's your little off-the-beaten-path story for the hour as we continue to roll on. ESPN ranked the City Connect uniforms in Major League Baseball. There's, like, eight of them this year, eight of them next year, and eight the following year. No Astros this year. But if you look at them, and we've talked about them, we'll tell you who ranks where in their list. And then if we have any feedback, because I'm telling you right now, it's like a softball tournament how bad these uniforms are. So we'll get to that, get to a whole lot more. Stay right where you are. We are live from the Heights House Hotel. You should be, too. We've got giveaways going all evening long, all the way through the Blitz. That means you could win gift cards to Rudy's Barbecue, El Tiempo, Casa do Brasil, Charisma Car Wash, and so much more. Just keep it going as we get you ready for your weekend right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Heights House Hotel. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Third Coast Grappling and Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Rolling on with the show. Lots of fun and games and shenanigans going on right now outside of the Heights House Hotel. As the promo team, or at least a team member now, as Claire, I believe, may have gotten medical attention for trying to knock herself out. Oh, she had another event. So I hope that she's able to drive, since she threw a haymaker at herself earlier, if you missed it. But now she's out, but we continue to roll on. Lots of giveaways and gift cards to be won. This is all part of our summer circuit, so therefore that you can register to win at the end of the summer. We're going to be giving away a Traeger grill valued at about $2,000. So that's pretty cool. And it's also cool that we're here until 4 and the Blitz is here until 7. And then, Nick, tell everybody that the fact there's a little weigh-in going in on all this, too.
Yeah, Third Coast is going to have their weigh-ins at 7 o'clock. I imagine it's going to get a lot busier by the time the Blitz gets here. Fred Fowers already walked up and showed his face. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's a good event. It shows that things are starting to get back to normal, particularly because it's a grappling event where, obviously, there's a lot of touching going involved. So I'm glad that everything is moving forward and into the right direction. Speaking of going back to normal and everything in regards to COVID and vaccine, Chris, do you want to share what's on your mind before I do that?
I do, because you're going to enjoy this.
Go ahead.
So we already had the one random text that wasn't for us, right?
Yeah.
We just got this one. Hey, Brad, what's going on with Monica? I feel like she likes me, but I can't get a good read on if I should ask her out.
I feel like Trey's giving out our listener, like our text
line. I think
it's
quite possible.
To the girls that he sees in Louisiana.
So we said that Trey was interviewing potential dates for the weekend on a side table.
Yeah.
Are you giving out our number, too?
Trey's up to no good in Louisiana, I'm telling you. I don't know what he does in Louisiana, but he is up to no good.
Because I've heard the Blitz gets random texts every now and then, too, and they're just completely out there. Like, where did that come from? We're getting a deluge of them today. But, okay. That's what caught me off guard.
So no, by all means. No, it's all good. Chris Paul, I mean, whether or not he'll return.
Well, I think if you're the Suns, you obviously want a Game 7, because then the earliest the series can start is next Tuesday. Matt Barnes on his podcast, because the big question was, and he didn't have to reveal this, was if Chris was vaccinated or not, because if he is vaccinated, they said that his can get out of protocol earlier and he could be eligible to play quicker. So he said to Matt Barnes that he indeed was vaccinated. So if that is the case, as long as he clears and tests negative a couple of times, that he could be eligible to play in Game 1 Tuesday if that series goes 7. So I think the Suns obviously are pulling for a Utah victory tonight and forcing that thing to go the distance.
Yeah, and that would be great, because I don't want him to miss a single game. Look, there's already been a situation where teams probably got bounced because of injuries, right? The Lakers are probably one obvious one because they dealt with injury issues with Anthony Davis. The last thing I want to hear is Chris Paul. And, look, it's very likely because of Chris Paul's history. He has the worst luck. This time he's potentially not playing because of COVID and not injuries. But I'm glad that it looks like – the good thing is they had enough time for him to kind of bounce back. When you look at the protocol, it may mean he may not miss any games.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. And like I said, for the benefit of the sport, just because the playoffs have just been ho-hum so far, I hope we get three Game 7s. I hope we get – everybody playing it do or die, where it's all on the line in one final game, winner take all, so that going into the conference finals, we've got setups. And then you have the potential for having 1-2 in the West if you get Utah and Phoenix, which would be great. And, believe it or not, Philly is the 1 seed in the East. So you could have the 1 and the 3 if Milwaukee wins, the 1 and the 2 if Brooklyn wins. And for all the kind of the playoffs, you could still have the top 2 seeds in each conference.
Yeah.
So. We'll see. Astros tonight at it again. Another big victory last night. Fantastic. Altuve is absolutely red hot. So are the Astros bats. 10th straight game with multiple home runs, tying a record held by the Baltimore Orioles. And they got a win. Urquidy was really solid on the mound again tonight. You hope that Luis Garcia can stay hot and be effective for the Astros tonight, because going up against Rodon, who is a Cy Young candidate, who is going to be one of the best pitchers they face all year long, they got their hands full. And it's going to – this is another tester for me, a barometer. I want to see how that offense stacks up against one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, it's – I feel like the bats are – everybody feels confident in terms of their offense right now that they should continue. I don't see why would it stop right now, especially after hitting two home runs in each – at least two home runs in each of the last 10 games. I'm excited about this series. I don't know why I am. I guess because they have such a winning record, and normally they don't have that, but in the Chicago White Sox. But
they're one of the best teams in baseball, and they've quietly done it through a combination of building through the draft and making trades to get the kind of players that they need and they want as they started the rebuild. And then at the appropriate time, they went out and spent money a few years ago. They got themselves a big-time catcher in Grandal. They obviously went out and spent money on Dallas Keuchel. They've got a great combination of youth and pitching, and that goes a long way. And this White Sox team offensively has a lot of big bats in it. It was just – that's, again, more credit to Urquidy for able to keep them down. Late in the game, he gave up the 2, but other than that, it was a solid pitching performance.
Yeah, it was. No, it really was. Did you happen to, not to switch gears on you, but did you happen to see what Tony Busby posted on his Instagram last night about the whole Deshaun Watson situation?
Oh, I did not.
It doesn't sound like the guy wants to settle. I know he can't get deposed until 2022, but it doesn't sound like that guy wants to settle. He posted a long and lengthy post on Instagram last night, and I'm trying to pull it up on the on Twitter right now. I don't know what the end game is. I'm not an attorney. I feel like we should get someone on to kind of discuss, but I'm not going to read all this, but this just goes to the cockiness that he has.
Okay.
I've been doing this for many years, and as the Texas bar knows, I have rarely lost. And these are very important cases. These women matter, and our team is doing whatever it takes in discovery and prep to try these cases to a jury. Then he puts a picture of himself on the timeline with this massive ass. It looks like three paragraphs.
That's long.
Why do you need to put a picture of it?
He loves him some him. You know that. I mean, he posts his Bentley at the airport with whatever the personalized plate was. And, you know, throughout this process, he's been all about. Look, the first thing he said after finding out, the whole world found out that he was representing all of these victims, was the fact that he basically put out everything that he put out when he was running for mayor. You know, my mom was a bus driver. My dad was a meat cutter. You know, yeah. I'm a Marine. So you go. He went through the whole laundry list resume that had absolutely nothing to do with the case, and then continues to promote himself.
Look at that picture, dude. Look what he
that's
takes
straight from one of the press conferences.
Yeah, he takes a screenshot of himself. So obviously, he got this from one of the feeds from, like, I don't know, Channel 26 or 11, or maybe off of a tweet or something,
Channel
or an Instagram. Probably Channel 2,
yeah,
right?
See, smart move.
If it's going to be any TV station,
absolutely,
it's going to be Channel 2,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And then he just puts a picture of himself and then puts this long ass. And he's probably not doing a bulk of the work. I mean, he's got a bunch of attorneys and, like, people working under him that's doing a lot of the dirty work and the groundwork for this.
But you know why he's going to put it, kind of dig in a little bit here, too? Because so far to this, is it fair to say so far to this point, he's had the upper hand?
At least Rusty, in the court of public opinion, yeah.
Well, it seems like Rusty has slipped a little bit. Because normally Rusty has been the guy in control, position of power and strength. And in this case, it seems like Rusty's constantly coming in afterwards trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
As opposed to the guy that's on the attack. And I think that part of that feeds into what this is all about, to your point. He likes self-promotion as much as he likes being able to keep. He wants this to go as long as possible.
Yeah.
Because he knows everybody's waiting on every move to find out what happens because it's involving Deshaun and their favorite football team.
Yeah.
And the fact that every time something else happens, they need a comment from him, and he's in front of those microphones and those cameras, and he's on social media again. And it's been too quiet for too long. Everyone was hopeful that was a sign that said they're on their way to trying to do buyouts and get all these things behind them and completely forget it. Doesn't sound that way if you're Tony Busby.
No, I thought it would be all settled before the season started. Now it's pretty clear that that's not going to happen. He's probably not going to play a single down for the Texans the entire season. And it's kind of twofold. He wants it to prolong because I think it helps him in two ways. Number one, it helps him in terms of tactics with the case. And number two, like you mentioned, it helps him in terms of prolonging that exposure, with putting his face and his name out there the entire time and hoping that, you know, that this brings him more and more exposure. Not that the guy needs any more exposure, but, you know.
Well, clearly, but I mean, what else?
It's never
doing,
enough,
right? I mean, he's constantly looking for ways to self-promote. So this is just another thing. And then he'll probably run for mayor again when this is all over with. But I think that's why the league is really going to be pushed to the brink of having to make the decision. Because as we talked about previous, if he wants his money, he's going to have to show up. Unless the Texans tell him to stay home, in which case he will get his money because it's their move to tell him to stay away. Unless the league gets involved and says, okay, you are on suspension until we figure out what's going on with all of this. So for the time being, you stay away, in which he will expect to get his money.
Yeah, if they put him on that exemption list, and he'll be able to get paid despite not playing, which is crazy to me. It's amazing how much leverage certain players get in this game, not just in football, but like the star players with the massive contracts. The leverage is unbelievable.
I know. Well, the guy that fell is okay, but we're talking to the chair of medics right now. Has the chair survived? The chair has gone through rehab after a lengthy operation. Good news, Justin does not have to pay for the chair that he destroyed. It has been resuscitated. The chair of medics have verified this, Justin.
And that was the chair I was going to choose, man. I was going to choose.
Thank God. Well, I don't think you're going to crush it.
How do you act like he's significantly heavier than I am?
Well, you act like Trey weighs 900 pounds the way you're trying to put the blame on him.
Well, he is bigger than the both of us.
Watch it, Trey. You're driving home with him. So don't get too snack. You're just getting into a good position.
You're not fat. I'm just saying you sat in the chair longer than he did, and then it fell. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're fat, Trey.
But you intimidate the hell out of him. So now he forgets you're driving him back to the station because you guys carpooled to be buddies.
Yeah.
But when he's getting lippy, he needs to realize that could be to his detriment on the way home. Just remember that, Trey. Before you get lippy with the guy that you're afraid of, he's driving you home.
Yeah, we're cool. I've known
you. You guys already scouted the hotel together. All right, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show comes up next. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.